Storm did not realise the ball had struck Three Rose. She stood forward, grinning cheerfully, and nodded after Squiddle in a friendly way.
I hit the ball high. It's called playing. Do you want to play?
Three Rose went red with temper.
You dirty, filthy little ragamuffin, I'll teach you a lesson.
Swiftly she lashed out, scratching the side of Storm's face with her sharp little dew claws. Before any beast could stop her, Storm whacked the knotted rope squarely between Three Rose's ears. The squirrel sat flat on her tail in the dust, tears pouring from her eyes. Storm was perplexed. She rubbed her cheek as she turned to Sextus.
What's the matter with her? What did she scratch me for?
Three Rose saw Roof Brush watching and set up a wail.
She hit me! What are you going to do about it, Roof Brush?
Roof shrugged.
Don't know, really. I suppose I'd better shake her paw.
That dirty little scruff man has broken my skull!
Mother Melissa's huge paw swept Three Rose upright and dusted her down.
Stop that wailing or you'll bring on the rain, miss. Stop it! You're not really hurt, and if I ever hear you insulting a guest of Redwall, I'll dust your tail so hard you won't sit down for a season. Now go and get washed with cold water. Your eyes are all squidgy with whining. Be off with you.
Mother Mellis turned on Dandin and Sextus.
And as for you two pickles, didn't I tell you to get this mouse maid a bath and some proper clothes?
She said she doesn't want any.
Dandin protested. Mother Mellis eyed the rebellious Storm.
Oh, doesn't she? Well, we'll see about that.
Mellis took a step forward. The mousemaid took a step backward.
Keep your paws off me, you great strappy lump, or I'll gull-whack you.
You'll what?
Storm swung the gull-whacker.
You heard me, badger. Now back off.
Mother Mellis looked over Storm's shoulder. She smiled and curtsied.
Good afternoon, Father Abbott.
Storm turned to see who the badger was addressing. Mellis pounced. The mouse maid was pinioned by two large badger paws, the rope dangling uselessly at her side as Mother Mellis whispered in her ear.
Gotcha, missy. Now, let's see if soap and water and a dress will civilise you, you little savage.
Sextus and Dandin fell about laughing as Mother Mellis carried off a kicking, yelling Storm.
Yeah, let me go! Paws off, you great lump of an abbey dog! Fight fair like a warrior, you big stripy trickster! Let me go! Yeah!
Tarquin joined them, tinkling away on his herdalina.
Oh, corks! Old Mellis has her work cut out there, no mistake! Well then, you chaps, Dandin and Sextus, isn't it? Allow me to introduce myself. Tarquin L. Woodsoddle, at your service. I remember Redwall Abbey quite fondly, you know. Of course, I was only a little sprog last time I was here. Do you know, I think a chap could do a lot worse than stop here and become the jolly old resident hare, what?
The two young mice immediately took to the garrulous Tarquin. Dandin especially admired the hare Alina and the skillful way the hare played it.
That's a beautiful instrument, Mr. Tarquin. I play the flute. See, this is a whistle that belonged to my ancestor. Do you know Frog in the Rushes or Otter Hornpipe? I like field mouse frolic myself.
In a very short while, young Redwallers had gathered round Dandin and Tarquin, clapping their paws, hopping and dancing as the pair played merrily, complimenting each other with instrumental harmonies. Tarquin's words proved true. Storm was no easy mousemaid to deal with, as Mother Mellis, Sister Sage and Sister Serena soon found out.
Get a soap out of me face, you murderers!
Mellis held Storm firmly by the scruff of her neck as she kicked and lashed about in the tub. Sage and Serena battled gallantly with soap and loofah as bath water splashed and sprayed all over them and the infirmary floor.